the volume.
Talk about a Friday to pop into the sports gambling world. Coming off the NBA draft, Scherzer's going from the Nationals to the Dodgers, and my LA Lakers have acquired Russell, Ice Cube, triple double, Westbrook. I'm starting the show out and jumping right into it with the LA Lakers in my lock talk. And then we're going right back into the cookie jar Olympic degenerate parlay special for your weekend. I can't get my hands out of the international play. We're going right back to Tokyo. And the bookend of the show, we're going right back to Hollywood. NFL talk with the LA Chargers. I got my eyeballs on something, and it's something gorgeous in the prop shop section. All right, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. Appreciate every single one of you. Cannot thank you enough for tuning in. It is an exciting moment for Lakers fans. Or you're spitzing like one of my relatives on a high holiday. Let's get in to some LA Laker lock of the day talk. I'm firing, not just because it's July and we can't wait for NBA talk soon enough. I just see a number. I like the value. How do we not talk Russell Westbrook to the LA Lakers teaming up with LeBron and Anthony Davis? We are firing. I'm doing it right now. Call a guy who knows a guy. Lakers plus 420. To win the whole kitten caboodle. Next year's 2022 NBA championship. Lock of the day. Your Los Angeles Lakers. Let's go. Yes, we lose KCP. Yes, say goodbye to Kyle Slim Shady Kuzma. Yes, Montrezl Harrell opted in and is now taking off. And no longer in purple and gold. But we get a guy coming off of a 22-11-11 season. Yes, we said it already once. We're saying it again. An Ice Cube triple double on the year. Russell Westbrook average. Pair that with LeBron averaging 25, AD 21.8, the second overall defense in the association. And you say to yourself, LA ranked just 18th in points per game coming off of created assists. Westbrook has led the NBA in that category in three of the past four seasons. Only year he didn't, he was with James, festively plump, Harden, Santa Claus. Russ is your plus 110 favorite to be the NBA assist leader for a reason. And we know defense wins championships. You saw it with Budenholzer's Bucks. And if you're saying, what's the field look like? Here's what it is. It's the Nets at plus 220 as your favorite. Then you got the Bucks at plus 850. After the Lakers, of course, at plus 420. And it's the Clippers, the Warriors, the Jazz, and the Suns all at plus 1300. Yes, I know there's doubts about Russell Westbrook. His lack of make the not ideal basketball play down the stretch type IQ that will drive you up a tinsel town wall. But name me a man, a lad, a leader in the NBA right now that's a better leader on the court and off than LeBron James. And if Russell Westbrook can buy in, which it's the perfect age to do so. LeBron and the Lakers, GM LeBron, who isn't done yet because Dennis the Menace is surely gone from a salary cap perspective. He just has to be. Who are they going to put as a veteran minimum, savvy individual in to complete this roster? Is it Danny Green? Bring him back. Could be Lou Will. Bring him back into a Lakers uniform. JaVale's on the market. PJ Tucker, believe it or not. Jeff Green. How about we go get the banana boat crew halfway back together and bring old Carmelo back into a little teammate dancing with LeBron James. Don't call it a little Team USA throwback fun on this Summer Olympic Vibe podcast. This man is an MVP. This man never takes a day off. We know the Lakers aren't ideal when it comes to lights out shooting. We know it to be true. And I can go on and on and on about all the sports media saying this is not good chi, good on-court feng shui, if you will. But I trust LeBron James and Russell Westbrook's mutual respect for each other. And let's not call what this is. LeBron's 36, getting a year older. We need a little bit of Iron Man. We need a little bit of Robert Downey. We need a guy who's an energizer bunny, who never will take a night off to get the Lakers into a better seed than the seventh seed. Because if they don't face the Suns in the first round, we may be talking about a completely different outcome to the whole NBA playoffs. Because AD might not have gone down if they didn't play the Suns. Yeah, I'm that guy. I said it in my little video on Moneyline Monaco Social. All we need is KD to come back a little fatigue, a little burnout. Do I dare say James Harden coming back festively plump like freaking Paul Giamatti and Fred Kloss? Do we dare say Kyrie's coming back in a mood? I'm not feeling well. Just kidding. Kyrie's a beast. But you get the point. The Nets are 21st in defense last year. They had holes. As you've eloquently heard, you can't just put three stars out there, not call it a two-way street when it comes to offense and defense, and expect they can just outshoot the room. The Lakers play real defense. Frank Vogel, Frankie V, is a real defensive individual when it comes to coaching strategy. I'll take 22. I'll pair it with Bron's 25. I'll add on AD's 21. You still got a couple of good pieces in LA. Let's not be that disrespectful. Bring back Horton Tucker. Bring back Dr. Evil, Mr. Caruso. Look, Pelinka's got to make moves, baby. There's got to be something up his sleeve. And I'm buying this right now. Not just because it's the talk of the town on a Friday. It is arguably value early. Because if you look at the field, unless the Warriors pull a rabbit out of a hat, did have a pretty good draft. Unless there's some superstars moving, it's a two-horse race. And I'll take the better defense at the moment. Paying me almost 4.5 to 1. 420. 100 down. No win. 420. 520 back. Bada bing. Bada swing. That's my lock of the day. Lakers early in July. Pending injury. I can't wait for double tap wise. All season. Into the postseason. Into the conference finals. Into the championship. And it's going to be a little bit of old school. You want to come play the Lakers? You better bring your DOG. This ain't soft, skinny jean basketball. This is elbows, jugulars, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. You're going to beat the Lakers? You're going to have to come and take it from the Lakers. Lock of the day. Bron gets his second in purple and gold. Let's keep it moving. All right, we're staying on basketball top. before we round out with NFL futures. All right, degenerate special. USA plays Czech Republic over the weekend, and Slovenia takes on Spain, who actually opened as a dog, and thanks to our boy Luca, is now a minus 162. I am going to take them over Spain, money line, parlay with the USA minus 23.5, the sickest cover of all covers, over Czech. USA plays Saturday. Slovenia plays at 1:20 a.m. Pacific on Sunday. Let's dive in. USA coming off covering a 40-point spread, 120-66, shellacking of Iran. Damian Lillard leading Team USA with 7 threes, scorched them. We're talking 82-43 after three, people. And what do you got to love with Greggy Pop? Always making adjustments, taking the humble Frantel and saying, you know what? I got three of the top four performers from the NBA Finals that are cooking. Two champions, love and life. Chick-fil-A with it, not named Giannis. Middleton and Drew Holiday with a side of Devin Booker. And what happened when they inserted Drew Holiday? See ya, Draymond. Gorgeous spreading of the floor. Deep Book gave us 16 on 6 and 9. Holiday had 8. Middleton had double digits. And if we're going to get 7 threes from Lillard, who's really only the fourth player in U.S. men's basketball Olympic history to hit 7 threes in an Olympic game, joining Kevin Durant, Melo, and Klay Thompson, among others. Melo's got the record with 10. With a side of 10 blocks and 10 steals, you got a recipe for spreads well into the double digits being covered. By the way, speaking of milestones, Durant just 5 points away of Melo's all-time Team USA scoring record of 336 points. He will surpass it against the Czech Republic, who, by the way, has made history by qualifying for their first ever Olympics. They entered the Tokyo Olympics as the 12th ranked team on the FIBA World Rankings. Okay, wonder what they put up against Iran? 17-point favorites, 84-78. They won by 6. They got one NBA player. They got Thomas Sedoransky from the Bulls, formerly the Wiz. He gave them 6. 6. They beat Iran by 6 points. All right? This game is all about what the USA is going to do against Czech, who is kind of just happy to be here. When you make the Olympics and you're not Japan playing as the host and you don't have a guy named Hachimura or even Watanabe on your team, you just have Zadaransky, it ain't going to cut it. All right? I'm convinced Team USA has figured it out. I'm convinced 23.5, it's going to get more than covered. I mean, this 40-point shellacking, we're talking about double digits getting outscored in every single quarter last game. And they have to win, believe it or not, I can't believe I'm saying this, to get in. They aren't locked down because they lost to France. They need this win. They got to be Czech. And they're going to beat them. It's going to be a statement win. And I just love that they add three players. And that's all I said. Little cross-country jet lag, do I dare say, a little celebratory Galifianakis hangover for Malcolm in the Middleton and Drew Never Takes a Holiday. Yeah, and Booker giving you 16. I mean, again, 10 blocks, 10 steals last game. Give me the minus 23.5 cover. Slovenia, a.k.a. Luka Doncic's squad, 2-0, coming off a 116-81 absolute cover against Japan and Hachimura. What did Luka do in his first game against Argentina? Oh, by the way, they beat 118-100, 18-point W. He had 48 points. Give this dude the opposite of the Meet the Parents Gaylord Falker medal. Give this man a trophy for what he's doing for his country. By the way, fun fact, Goran Dragic's brother, Zoran, on the squad. Thank you very much. Luka led his team with 8 fouls, knocked down 7 of 10 free throws. 8 drawn fouls, by the way. Last game against Argentina. And I just think this dude is playing top 5 in the world basketball. And I'm doing a little quantitative qualitative. And I'm kind of connecting the dots here because it's a pick 'em game. You don't get a lot of pick 'em games here in group play in Olympic basketball. Okay, so Spain beat Argentina 81-71. Ricky Rubio scored 26 points last game. Okay, since then, Ricky Rubio's been traded. Just when you think you can't get any worse than Minnesota. Just kidding. Great city. But seriously, in the NBA, who wants to play for the T-Wolves? Not I. You go and totally redeem yourself. Just kidding. You shipped up to LeBron's ex, the Cleveland Cavaliers, for Torian Prince and a pick. Ricky Rubio has been traded from the T-Wolves to the Cavs. And I think that's going to mess with his international head. He either goes berserk or he doesn't. But I did a little Sherlock Holmes. Okay, guy averaged just 4.7 points in 3 games versus the Mavs this year on 28 minutes. If Luka guards him, then it's going to be Pau Gasol and Marc Gasol, who had a basket last game. 2 points. I had 2 points last game. To try to take on Luka. And I just think Luka is cooking. And I'm taking a flyer on it. I love Spain taking an L here. There's a reason the money went towards our boy Doncic. And if we're going best player on the court, carries his squad to a win, I will take the man now on the cover of NBA 2K over Ricky Rubio. Guy gets traded more than I bet on a week-to-week basis. Look, Japan was annihilated against Slovenia. Okay, Japan covered against Spain. If we're connecting the dots here, and we have Spain not taking down Argentina as big as Slovenia, and we have Spain not covering against Japan, and Japan not covering against Luka and the boys, I'm just going to go a little Inspector Gadget with it. Little Broderick. And take Slovenia over Spain. And guess what this parlay hits if USA covers? 2-1. 2-1. Plus 211 if these two cover. So I'll take it in my degenerate coffee. And we'll have some fun this weekend, won't we? Let's keep it rocking. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. You could go a little Team USA basketball and a player prop on the over. You could dance on a little USA soccer versus Mexico Gold Cup. Go a little USA to win under 3.5. Bada bing, bada boom. Just make sure to go FanDuel.com and toggle over to Same Game Parlay. SGP. It's easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. There's live betting. It's easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. Friends use it. My friends love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. Fast withdrawals. When you win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to create a same-game parlay and use promo code Monaco at sign up. New users get their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That is promo code Monaco. so they know I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Minimum bet $10. Max bonus $200. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700, Colorado, 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana, 1-800-GAMBLER, New Jersey, Virginia, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net, West Virginia. All right. Prop shop section. Chris Berman with it. My former San Diego Chargers, the LA Chargers, on FanDuel. 9.5 wins at plus 110. Wow. Give me the over right now. I will rock with Justin Herbie Hancock and the Chargers, who have the 17th strongest or weakest, however you want to look at it, schedule based on their combined 2020 winning percentage. They're right there in the middle of the pack. But this isn't about so much as the schedule as it is the rookie of the year, Justin Herbert. This man's a top 10 quarterback going into the season, shattering almost every record known to man. Known to rookie of the year, man. Baker Mayfield, 27 touchdowns. Try 31. Justin Herbert. Most passing yards per game by a rookie signal caller in NFL history, 289.1 yards. Fourth highest rookie passer rating in the league ever at 98.3. And we ain't talking temperature. He was sixth in total passing yards in the league as a rookie. 10th in passing touchdowns and 12th in passer rating. He's only the sixth rookie in NFL history not drafted number one overall, throw for over 4,000 yards. Okay, Chargers, top 10 in total yards. Defense, not the best, but they get Derwin James back. You bring in Asante Samuel Jr. I love Linval Joseph and Joey Bosa up front with a little Keith Murray. And believe it or not, top 10 passing defense in terms of yards, just 223.6 yards against this passing defense, which got better. Plus 3 in turnover differential. You bring in Slater as a gorgeous first-round draft pick to protect your asset and your future for a decade plus. I mean, this defensive line is dace. You add in Jared Cook. You get Jared Cook, Mike Williams, and Keenan Allen as weapons. Not too shabby. I like this Josh Palmer kid out of Tennessee too, by the way. But 9.5 in a 17-game season coming off of 7-9. You get rid of Anthony Lynn, who you could argue cost his team more wins, more quality wins than anyone in the league. You bring in a coach in Brandon Staley from the innovative Sean McVay tree. I don't like it. McDonald's love it. Corey Linsley, Brian Bulaga, used to work with a man named Aaron Rodgers. Slater's going to be a Pro Bowl tackle, left tackle, by the way. And I love Austin Eckler's upside. I think this is a team that has a favorable schedule coupled with a top 10 quarterback, new fresh blood at coach, not afraid to take chances, not afraid to go for the jugular, and only 9.5 wins. And if you look at their schedule, they get the luxury of playing the NFC East. That's 3-1 right there. I've seen some sharps on it. We're getting plus money, and all we need is 10 wins. And yes, that's 3 more than last year. But if Anthony Lynn cost him at least 4, I'll take it all day. Justin Herbert is a top 10 cornerback. Can he will this team to 10 victories? The answer is yes. Give it to me right now. And that's it for the Sports Gambling with Moneyline Monaco. Friday, headed into your weekend, crack a beverage, but get your work done first. Podcast. Lakers to win the NBA. Luka to catch a dub over Rubio. USA to cover against Czech, and we end with the Chargers on the over. 10 wins. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you subscribing, rating, and reviewing if you're feeling generous. Shout out the Brums on the ones and twos. Have yourself a gorgeous weekend. Don't forget to hug your mother.
The Volume.